This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? Alright, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everybody. How are we doing? Hi, welcome.
Are we all one drink in now? All right, that's how I like my audiences, one drink in.
You probably remember Kristen Becker.
I am the founder of Summer of SaaS. And by that, I mean I had a crazy idea 5 years ago and talked some people into saying yes.
Summer of SaaS brings queer youth to live and work in Provincetown for the summer. Last summer, the program welcomed Vanessa Magics, formerly known as Stacey Starr.
It's always worth it to look fabulous.
And Ethan Jackson.
My life back at home was not stable at all.
Every year, Kristen hosts a fundraiser for the program.
A lot of people ask me, what started this? What gave me the idea? And, I'm going to cry already.
It's a fancy cocktail party with about 50 people or so. But this year, the circumstances are different.
So this is where I'm at with the program. I'm giving it till the end of this year. And either I will raise the money for a space or we will be done. It's a losing battle at this point. I can't listen to anyone else tell me about their third house. I just fucking can't. I can't do it anymore because there are kids all over the world and all over this country specifically that need this space. They don't want this space. They need this space. So the people who have what they need, the people who have the space they want and the other space they want and the space their friends want, occasionally 1 week during the summer, fuck you, because that space is needed.
Kristen had a really hard time finding a place for the kids to live this year. She would call me every week or so and give me updates on her housing struggles. A few times she thought she secured a spot, only to have the landlord change their mind. Reluctantly, she got them jobs that came with housing, which sounds like a sweet deal, but Kristen doesn't think that's a healthy dynamic, especially for the program. If a kid loses their job, they lose their housing, which already happened this summer, when one of them had to go home for a few days for a family emergency. When they came back, they had no job and nowhere to live.
I have shame about where they had to live this year, because I don't think it's appropriate to ask people to live where they work. I think it's a power move, and I don't like it, and I don't think it's progressive, and I think it's bullshit. And that's where we are right now.
This is not a charity fundraiser for some random cause. Kristen and the recipients were literally present, holding the rich gay benefactors to their politics. The evening offered such clear proof that the last 6 years of Summer of SaaS have helped so many different young people in a variety of circumstances. Participants from every year came to tell their stories.
If I hadn't come to the program, I probably wouldn't still be here, is how bad it was.
If it wasn't for, like, Kristen in this program,
100%, I would be like done right now.
Being here for me has been everything, and I'll repeat what most people have said, which is I would not be here if it wasn't for this. And that's a fact. It's a straight fact.
And of course, Ethan was there too.
Mr. Jackson, come up here. Everybody make some noise for Ethan Jackson. Yeah! Ethan got here last year. Yeah, there you go. Have a seat. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about you and where you're from. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, so as everybody knows, my name is Ethan Jackson. Where I was living in Defiance, there is not a lot of opportunities or representation of like queer people at all. There's about, I would say, like three gays in the area, and we all hated each other.
wait, you always hated each other, or you dated a couple of them and now you hate each other?
No, okay. we just hated each other. Like, we all just could not stand each other. Like, they hated me, I hated them. That's just how it was.
Ethan had one of the most transformative summers of anyone that I interviewed.
As cliche as it sounds, I would honestly say this has been the best summer of my life, and I'm just really happy because I've just felt so much love this summer, just kind of radiating. And right now, at the end of it all, I just feel like I'm just like overflowing with all that love. And, you know,
at 18, Ethan moved from his very sheltered life in Ohio to P-Town for the summer. He got a boyfriend, he got health insurance, and even had surgery to address a heart condition that he's been dealing with since his early adolescence. Provincetown literally helped him heal his heart. I am so proud of Ethan. While I was putting the show together, whenever I would recount Ethan's story, I would tear up. Like one time, I was doing a live radio interview to promote the podcast, and boom, I was crying. Anyways, I caught up with Ethan over Zoom in July of this summer to see what he's been up to since I wrapped up my reporting last summer. When I left P-Town, you were a little unsure of like what you were going to do next. You were like, maybe I'm going to come back, but I'm going to go to Ohio for a couple weeks. Can you tell us what happened after I left in September?
Yeah. So what happened was I ended up coming to the conclusion, like, maybe I should just go visit home and then just like see where I am, see how I feel. So I did end up going back home and like, late September, and I stayed there for like a week, and it was not the best visit in the world. So it really made me like appreciate like what I had in Provincetown more. So I decided, like, you know what, it's the best to just fly back and stay here throughout the winter. Honestly, the main thing that made me want to come back to P-Town has to do with the tense relationship with my family. When I went back, it wasn't even a thing where they were talking about, like, my relationship too much, or, you know, how my quote-unquote lifestyle is wrong, or blah, blah, blah. Now, that did come up, don't get me wrong, it did. But it was more just seeing how nothing had really changed, and there's certain things about, well, now I'm going to say it, their lifestyle and ways they live that I can't be a part of for my own, like, mental health. And I guess just going back there just really reminded me of, like, what I left and why I left.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Shortly after I left at the end of last summer, Ethan found a new job, one that has employee housing.
I work at like one of the local restaurants, and they've been really accommodating and really helpful, which I appreciate a lot. Luckily, I had a place to stay throughout the winter and, you know, a gig to make me, you know, a decent amount of money throughout.
And I know you're doing some other stuff that's like maybe more in line with mm-hmm. your personal interests. Can you talk about kind of the opportunities that you got?
I did get the opportunity to start helping with the morning show Wake Up in Provincetown, which I'm sure everyone's familiar with.
For those not familiar, Wake Up in Provincetown is a weekly live streaming morning show.
And lately, I've actually been just like the main cameraman for that show. I started in about November. And then through that, I started work at the Crown and Anchor, running Spotlight while they're doing shows. I've been like officially there since like Memorial Day weekend. And it's going great. I like it there a lot.
And so at the end of last summer, you kind of had kind of a list of goals that you wanted to achieve. You were like, I need to get my license. Mm-hmm. I need to get my GED. I need to get my ablation. Mm-hmm. You got your ablation. Can you update us on the status of some other, you know, milestones of like the goals that you had?
Yeah, I did get that ablation that was September. Or was it August? I don't know, one of those months. And then a couple months ago, I can finally say that I got my GED. I was studying for it all throughout the winter.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Congrats on your GED, Ethan.
Thank you. But yeah, that was something I was really, really proud of. I don't have like a license or a car yet, but I feel like with how many hours I'm putting in this summer, like I'm also making, you know, decent money. So I definitely don't think buying a car is going to be an issue. I just, got to go to driving school or figure something out and get permits and licenses. But yeah, that's where I am.
I've talked to Kristen and I know she kind of feels like maybe the program is struggling a little bit financially and not being able to find a place to live for the kids and stuff. Like, I don't know, from your perspective, like, what do you want to see for the program? Like, you know, do you feel like it's really important that the program continue?
Yeah, I definitely feel like that's important. In fact, without this opportunity, I don't think I would have, you know, been able to, like, see a place like this, especially not now, and also be able to, like, work up a little, you know, a cute little savings account for myself, which is something I'm really glad about. This year, the two other kids that got brought down here, we, all three of us, have become like really good friends. And growing up, I never had many friends, as you know. Yeah, I feel like in a way, those two are kind of like my first real like friends, which is something I'm always going to cherish. In fact, this summer, I've been saying like, as much as I still love it here lately, I've been finding myself just being a little bit, I don't know, maybe, well, yeah, screw it. I am just going to say like angry, because I just feel like Provincetown is such a freeing, like, liberating place. And it makes me sad because I feel like the opportunity I had is so, like, life-changing. And I feel like every young person, especially every young queer person, deserves that.
Kristen is still trying to figure out how she can continue running Summer of Sass. In order to succeed, the program will need a lot of support and a lot of money.
And I love you all, too. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be like, you're all terrible. I think you're all fantastic. I love you all. You're all great. Thank you for coming. But I also don't want to pretend like we're not living in this weird dystopia of two different cultures, because we are living in two rapidly changing, further apart cultures. And what is this town for? And honestly, if it's for just parties, then that's okay. But just say that. Don't pretend. Don't pretend like it's a community if it's not. What did we build this for? That's the question I want you to leave with today. What did we build this town for?
Hello.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Gotta tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, what's up? I saw that you were trying to call me.
We, Summer of Sass was gifted a substantial amount of money from an undisclosed location, and we have made an offer on the stowaway, and it has been accepted.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. What?
No, it's insane. It's insane.
wait, can you just explain what the stowaway is?
The stowaway is an incredible, beautiful, landmark corner lot piece of property that is a B&B with a beautiful yard and seven rooms or something. And I just was doing a bunch of recon. Turns out used to be owned by a trans woman like in the 70s when it was called Three Peaks, which is also hilarious.
So good name.
It's a great name. So yeah, no, it is a beautiful bed and breakfast that has been in town, and this guy has been running it and has been incubating some queer artists there and stuff, and he's just ready to move on to his next thing. And somebody gave me a bunch of money, and he said he'd take that money in exchange for the house, so we're going to do that.
Oh my gosh, this is such great news.
No, it's going to live forever now. It'll just be there forever.
I didn't have a lot of faith.
Well, I mean, I was pretty clear at the fundraiser that, like, either somebody would have to or I would be done.
Right.
Right? And I think that the kids were pretty clear that, like, it mattered to them and it really helped for them to be here. So, I don't know. I mean, somebody with a lot of money sneezed us a house.
Oh, my gosh. This is the best news. The best news.
No, it's stupid.
Just because I don't know. We talked all, like, through the spring and stuff when you were just trying to find housing for the Summer of Sass kids this year. And it just seemed like such a... It just seemed impossible, actually.
The amount of energy and focus and time that, like, takes away from the program in just dealing with housing all the time. And, like, granted, this is going to be obviously a huge thing to maintain. And, like, it's, like, it does feel a little bit like winning a fancy car on a game show. And you're like, I can't afford the insurance on this.
Right.
So, like, now we're, like, going to hardcore, like, operating expenses fundraising. But we'll also be able to service, like... Like, growing into that house will be up to, like, probably 14 kids a summer. Not right off the bat, because that's insane. But, like, as we grow, we'll be able to at least double next year, probably double what we have, you know, 6 to 7 next year, and then just keep growing.
That is amazing. I hope there's a room for me when I come and visit.
Unfortunately not, but that's okay.
Okay, that's fine. No big deal. So, what's next?
Launching an operating expenses campaign.
Right. Because now that you have a big house.
Ethan having the option of spending the winter, right? So this will kind of go through by end of October, basically. So then, like, I'm not going to bring anybody new here in the winter because that's a terrible idea. But we'll be furnishing and we'll be, like, working on the programming, because it just feels like this big giant house is just where all of our ideas can explode into, right? Like, there's going to be so many different resources, and then probably evolving it into holding events, like small low-key stuff, but like hangout stuff for other 18 to 20 year olds who are in town or visiting town because they come to town and there's nothing for them to do, right? So basically just a huge expansion of all the ideas we've been having.
So cool.
It's going to be really fun. We're going to have a garden, and we're going to have finance and fajitas so people learn how to make a budget. We're going to have all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, this is so great. Ah!
No, it's insane.
Before we leave, I want to give you a little taste of my life in the summer of 2021. I lived at B Bradford Street at the very top of a hill. I had this little studio at the back of this huge, gorgeous house. My deck faced what looked like a tiny valley. The trees were so dense, I could barely see my neighbors. It was just me and the birds back there. My apartment was cool and breezy. It always felt like it was 5 degrees cooler on my hill than in the town center. Anyways, every time I would bike home, I would try to bike all the way up the hill, but would usually need to jump off midway and run my bike the rest of the way up. But I made a deal with COD that by the end of the summer, I would bike up that hill.
Is today the day I make all the way up the hill? Oh my God, it is. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Wow. So it's not so bad if you're in a high gear.
And well, I finally did it. Okay, bye for real, bitches. Welcome to Provincetown. It was created by Roomtone and Rococo Punch. It's produced by me, Mitra Kaboli, and Emily Foreman in association with Stitcher. Story editing by Gianna Palmer at Witness Docs. Charlotte Livingston is our production assistant. Fact-checking help by Bart Tochi. Our executive producers are Jessica Alpert and John Ferrati at Rococo Punch, and Ben Riskin and Bianca Grimshaw at Roomtone. Camille Stanley is the executive producer of Witness Docs. Casey Holford is the technical director. If you want to see pics from our summer in P-Town, follow us on Instagram at Rococo Punch. Thanks for listening.
I do. Honestly, listening to it, I'm like, yeah, I kind of, if I did a season two, I would just like, actually, no. I was about to be like, I feel like I would spill more tea, but I know me, I'm way too nice. I'll be like, well, I don't want to say this about this person, or, you know.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.